Proclamation number 4113 of 28th of August, 1947. God as teacher also through mediators. What you receive from me not only applies to the individual person, to the recipient himself, but everyone who hears my word through him is, in a manner of speaking, my student whom I instruct myself. The fact that the ability to receive varies and is often completely lacking does not justify the assumption that the human being is not offered the opportunity to penetrate the truth, just as, conversely, the other person does not therefore become wise, i.e., full of spiritual knowledge, because he is in direct contact with me. The only decisive factor is the human being's will to penetrate the truth and his way of life in unselfish neighborly love. Thus I also give every person an answer if he desires such. First through the transmission of my word to my servants on earth, to whom Roman 1, apart from their ability to hear my word in their heart and write it down, also give the ability to recognize and utilize everything correctly, i.e., to speak about it freely and proficiently. Thus anyone who receives my word through a mediator is likewise taught by me, for he will recognize it as my word. But if the case has occurred that my word has lost its purity by passing it on frequently, then the person desiring truth will no longer be fully convinced but want to raise objections which can only be refuted again by my awakened disciples. The pure truth will always have a convincing effect on a person taught by my spirit. Where would my love, my wisdom and my strength be if I did not want to grant them to a person who seriously desires the truth? How would I relate to you, my children, if you were helplessly left to my adversary's arbitrariness? I only require your will to turn to me in full seriousness. That you inwardly realize how ignorant and imperfect you are and therefore appeal to me to guide you into knowledge of the pure truth. This expressed will also inevitably bring you the truth. But very few people muster this will, and yet I cannot influence them to think right against their will, because my adversary likewise has a share in them and they have freely conceded their will to him. Thus the separation from him first has to be accomplished in terms of will before I can influence the human being with my power of grace. But then I'm only concerned to make it easy for the human being to recognize error, because this is the greatest obstacle to attaining maturity of soul. Whatever comes from my adversary with the intention of displacing me can never be tolerated by me, but it has to be fought with perseverance and patience. And therefore, my adversary will never triumph where only the slightest will for truth is present. Amen.